Good morning. We begin another day across interior New York and New England with mostly clear skies and cool temperatures, with most everyone in the lower to mid 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. But like yesterday, with full sunshine, we'll begin to rebound nicely and temperatures will climb quickly back through the 40s and 50s and once again today through the 60s and into the mid-70s on average for daytime highs. High pressure is parked overhead and we will have another clear, cool night tonight, perhaps not as chilly as last night with readings back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We continue to watch an upper-level disturbance stalled over the Tennessee Valley. It'll begin to make some progress in our direction on Friday, so we will have sunny skies to start the day. However, some clouds will begin to increase by mid to late afternoon, still enough sunshine to push temperatures into the middle and upper 70s. That disturbance will tend to bend as it heads in our direction and shear off to the south of New York City. On this track, we can expect a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and just the risk of a few scattered showers during the day. The best chance of showers will be to the south of I-90 along the track of this system. High temperatures should still manage to get into the mid-70s. After this disturbance departs off the eastern seaboard, we will be left dry and mild for the rest of the holiday weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds on both Sunday and Monday, highs will be in the middle 70s. Humidity will start to creep back up a bit on Tuesday as high pressure off the eastern seaboard brings a return southwesterly wind flow. High temperatures will manage to reach the lower 80s on Tuesday and Wednesday under a mix of sun and clouds, and with a bit more humidity in the air, we'll start to introduce the risk of a couple of thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that stalled upper low over the Mid-South continues its onslaught of heavy rain over the southern Appalachians and Mid-Atlantic. Rainfall rates have become excessive with bands of embedded thunderstorms. The storm's seemingly endless supply of moisture, its slow movement, and the region's overly saturated soil are a recipe for significant flooding. Flash flood watches remain in effect for parts of the eastern Ohio Valley, southwestern Virginia, and much of the western Carolinas. High risks for excessive rainfall are forecast for the southern Appalachians of North Carolina and southwest Virginia today, where widespread flash flooding is likely again. Landslides and debris flows are possible within steeper terrain. Storm total rainfall amounts could exceed 10 inches in parts of the southern Appalachians. A few severe storms are also possible along the coastal Carolinas and into southern Georgia this evening and into tomorrow. In addition, brisk onshore winds will continue to produce coastal flooding in the Virginia Tidewater, the lower Delmarva Peninsula, and North Carolina Outer Banks, which will gradually weaken late tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 26 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 28, 46% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.40 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 18 at Bridgeport and Mammoth, California, and also at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny, lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 60, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.12 inches for the month, which is 1.10 inches below normal, and 11.89 inches for the year, which is 1.5 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941. And the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, mid to upper 70s. Just the risk of a shower Saturday, south of I-90 mostly, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday in the mid-70s. Partly sunny with increased humidity Tuesday near 80, and the chance of a thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.